Blog Talk Radio.
Some people welcome change. Some people hate it. Some people who are of different disabilities are very disturbed over change. Change, it confuses them.
Yes, sir.
And some people never get used to change.
That's
but then
true,
there are millions of people in this country who want change. And I'll give you one big example of that. Millions of people who want change regarding these nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
Who don't want the threat of a nursing home hanging over their head where you lose everything, they take your money and your possessions. Anything they can turn into money, they'll take.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have jewelry, let's say from you know, your grandma from years ago, good gold jewelry, they'll take it. They'll turn it into money. Whatever they can grab from you. They'll go after your relatives.
Yeah.
So this is why millions would welcome a change of how these nursing homes operate and how the agencies for the disabled and elderly should be playing a role in helping people not to lose their assets.
Right.
I mean, what good is an agency if they can't protect you? It's no good. It doesn't mean a damn thing, especially if there's no law. How do you protect somebody when there's no law? There's only one way. You've got to have the money to do it.
That's true.
Because if you have the money, you can help that person.
Yeah.
You know, you can make it so they don't have to go into a nursing home. And the agencies, many of whom, even some of them who don't have the money, have the ability to raise that money.
Right.
But they're being blocked by the state because the state wants you to go to the damn nursing home so they can get everything. Intersight proposes a drastic change to that whole system. Right?
Should be. Yeah.
We want the agencies mandated to help people in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
We want it so that they're helping people to the degree where they're not going to lose their home, their apartment, their living place. We want it now as much as the nursing home dictates that you're going there to die. The person, the patient, the resident, should have the right to dictate, I'm going here to get better and to get the hell out of here and go home.
Right.
See? There's no equal balance there.
No, there isn't. Now, I got to say
if somebody
something.
Tells you you're coming here to die, where's the other side of that story?
Come there to live.
You know?
If they really want to
I'm
do
coming
it.
Here to maybe try to rest, get well, and get the hell out of here and go home. You can't do
that's
that
right.
if you don't have your home.
That's right. They take it away.
Then comes along these programs with all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wasted.
Yeah.
It's wasted because now they have to find the person a place to live when that person already had a place to live.
That's right. Now,
that's
I have
a disgrace and an insult to the taxpayers. An absolute insult to the taxpayers. So this would be a welcome change to millions and millions of people.
Yes, it would.
To make
one happens to be in a nursing home right now, and I'd like to get him on the show.
What?
One happens to, you know, be in a nursing home right now, so I want to try and get her on. She's raising her hand to speak.
Oh, well, we'll take a call in a few minutes.
Okay.
You know, a welcome change for this country, for millions of people, most of whom are disabled and elderly, you know, many of whom can understand what it's about, some of whom can't, but they still deserve a chance to be in their own home, you know, and that chance should be available.
Right.
And that would be, that's one of the biggest welcome changes in the world that people could benefit from. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004, adopt the Takeda. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we thank her for all her help. And I'm brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty. Our friends from Silo, Jose Delgado and all the friends over there. Thank you for sticking by Inner Sight. And their number is 631-880-7929. Coming up on the 14th of October, their self-advocacy conference.
Oh, okay.
So beware of that. Go to the website, and you can register through the website on that. All right? Let's see. What else we got? Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. That's a 24/7 number. You can leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. All the beautiful children of the world, some of whom have passed away, we remember them. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and a wonderful example of Ollie and his parents who kept him. Now, he was severely disabled. There's an example of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They fought in the court to get him some money to pay for the AIDS, and kept Ollie out of the system, out of the horrible nursing home that would have severely neglected him for whatever time he had left on Earth. So there's an example. And Inner Sight supported that. We had him on our television show.
Yes,
wonderful kid.
Yes.
Totally blind and deaf, and yet he understood the communication of his dad, who did it by touch.
That's great.
All right. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. And let's see, we're brought to you by James Bahamonde, 516-783-9662. And we also want to tell you about Insight, Third Eye Insight, that is, Third Eye Insight, the judo people. Devin Fernandez is the director of that. Here's the phone number, 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight. So give them a call, 631-445-3464. We have a beautiful proclamation received today from the town of Brookhaven. To honor, to help get closer to honoring Milton, the guide dog, who was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation.
Right.
Allegedly by the trainer. Now, you see how fair Inner Sight is?
Oh, yeah.
The school should be that fair to those they're serving. You know? Get a law. Get licensed. Make it so that people can have a day in court if need be, if they disagree with you. We said this woman is allegedly guilty. We're not judging her.
No.
The school should take an example from that.
Yeah.
And I want to thank my dear friend Ira Tucker, who wrote the proclamation, and who now may have a sponsor for the whole thing.
How beautiful.
With a chance to bring it all over the country.
That's beautiful.
To honor Milton. So that would help a lot.
I would love
to get a law passed.
For my
I can't hear you. What?
I'm sorry, it's low. Is that better?
No, talk up. What do you want to say?
Okay, so I was feeling like I needed a dog, you know, so I can train the dog to, you know, be a sight dog, and also, you know, for my other disabilities, but mostly because of my sight, especially when I go out.
Well, you
got
to go around
little,
to the shelters and look for one. You got to evaluate.
I've been looking online for one, and I've been getting.
Yeah, but
you
got
to
go in person online. That you got to meet the dog.
Yeah, I know.
And
but
talk
I
to the
sure
shelters.
That, yeah.
They have information about the rescues, you know,
okay.
Especially if you talk to the people who walk the dogs. They know the dog's
the
habit.
Handler,
they'll tell you,
yeah.
Oh, this dog likes to go after cats or whatever, you know.
Whatever the case may be, yeah.
You got to get those people on the phone and talk to them. Tell them what you want it for. Tell them about Inner Sight. Tell them about the website.
I will.
All that stuff will help you.
Yeah,
let them know. That you got over 100,000 people
listening
to us,
mm-hmm.
You know, and who we are and all that. Tell them about the proclamation for Milton, all these things, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You got to build it up, man.
I will.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650 on the line. And who we got? We got a caller? Who's the caller?
It was, I can't pronounce her name, but she logged off. And let me check again if she came back on. Yes, she did. So one who's in the nursing home right now. I just can't remember her name.
Oh,
I'm
Lavinia,
sorry.
Probably.
Lavinia, that's it.
All right, Inner Sight Live on the line. Hello.
Hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yes.
Oh, hello, hello, good evening.
Good evening, my friend.
By and by.
Yeah, how
listening.
You doing?
I'm hanging. Kind of stinky today. No staff again. Oh, my God. Only 2 aides this morning who couldn't get me out of bed. And then there's no nurse here this evening. The supervisor has to pass out the medicine. I am getting so sick of this crap.
Yeah.
Getting worse and worse by the day.
They stall, too. I just want to let you know. They stall, and they want to make sure that you're staying there longer than you really have to or want to. Be very careful, that's all.
And the best part was the Saturday. I needed the one that I get out of bed. The only day that I really like to get out of bed is to play bingo. And Saturday... So I shouted on Facebook, this is crap, this is the only day I'm going to get out of bed, because I win 75 fucking cents, excuse my French, but 75 cents, that measly money, just so I can go to the vending machine to buy somebody else a snack.
Right.
I buy him a snack because he doesn't get out of bed. So I go and I get him his ski zoodles, and I go to his room and I get it for him. Come on. And
yes.
You know,
Lavinia, back up a little bit. Why doesn't that other gentleman get out of bed? Tell us.
He doesn't choose to. He makes the girls keep him in the bed.
Oh, boy. because
he doesn't want to get out of bed, is what you say.
No, no, no.
Maybe he's scared to get out of the bed.
No, he's drug-induced schizophrenia, so he's got a lot of things going on in that little head. He yells at the TV. It's just tough. It's tough. So
I'll bet you any money, I'll bet you any money they don't motivate him enough to get out of bed.
Oh, I've even tried. The girls have tried, and he's throwing a water pitcher at the girls. Everybody's tried. He doesn't want to get up.
You know what he needs? One of the things he needs, his own aide.
Right.
A male aide, preferably, to pal with him and get him up and help him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That would make a difference.
Definitely, Frank, definitely.
Who knows?
Or even a therapy dog would come around and or even a service dog, for that matter, to help him, you know, do the things that he wants. That should be part of the program at the nursing home, you know, to get people going, you know?
Yeah, they're not going to do that. They can't even take care of people as it is.
That's true.
That's why you need the aides, the home health aides.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said it would be nice to get up just for people who can get up, can't
right.
even get up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyway, you won some money.
Do you
got
have a sliding
to
board? Are you able to use a sliding board?
No, I can't. I have no trunk control, so
oh,
I
okay, yeah, you'll fall. Okay. Do they use the Hoyer on you, or they just help you?
Yeah, the Hoyer. The Hoyer.
I hate the
Hoyer.
Yeah. One collapsed on me and fell on top of me and the aide while we were in the shower.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that's scary.
That's why I refused to go back into any nursing home because I was so scared of the damn Hoyer lift.
Well, I need a Hoyer even when I get out of a nursing home. Oh,
they have two kinds. They have two kinds I just looked up. One is to help you stand, but it's still a Hoyer. You could go from one spot to another spot with it, and it just it helps you stand up a little. So if you have a little spasm in your body like I do, or flaccidity, it helps you regain that the actual trunk stabilization a little bit. But everybody's body is different, so I could, you know, relate to that.
Yeah. That sit you, it's called the easy sit to stand.
Right, that's right.
It's, you know, it's to help somebody sits up and they like sort of stands up and then it helps them sit down. And they don't have a net under them, they come down.
That's crazy.
Does the government pay for that?
Of course they do.
Type of equipment?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
They pay for it?
Yep.
Of course, we don't pay for it. I don't have money.
Now, here's the other situation.
No, the government.
Do you have anybody in your house that could sign up as a home care aide that we can, you know, help you facilitate that?
My parents, my mother used to be. She can no longer do that.
But your father?
My father has Parkinson's. My parents are 85 and 86 years old.
God bless them. Really, God bless them.
Yeah. My brother works in a school. My sister-in-law works, and she's a teacher. I don't have anybody else.
Do you have friends that could do it? Wouldn't mind doing it? You know why I'm asking that question?
I have a friend who works as a CNA in a hospital. We and her were partners at one time. We had Ava, my daughter, but there's no way that she could do it, you know.
You know why? Because with the Hoyer, you're considered a two-person assist. And that I had asked, why are there two people when I was on the Hoyer? Why are there two people coming every time? I don't need that. You know, that excess, you know, people staring at me not knowing what to do.
In an apartment, they won't have two aides in an apartment. It'll be just me and the aide.
One. Right. You and the aide, a strong aide, somebody who can do it, you know, doesn't hurt their back or anything.
They'll look for any excuse to keep you in the damn nursing home.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. My husband had to sign a piece of paper, you know, and saying that he'd cover the rest of the hours over the evening. Yep. And he's not getting paid for it, which is even worse. I think he should get paid
for it.
Wait a
minute, I missed it.
He
had to sign a paper for what?
He had to sign a paper to agree to take care of me the time that my aide wasn't around, but he's not getting paid for any of that, which is even worse, you know?
How come they don't have to sign any documents in the nursing home to agree to allow the person to pay whatever they can afford? See how all this is one-sided? They make sure their ass is covered.
That's
what
right.
about the residents?
Yeah, it's a
this
shame.
This is what
they
we're talking about. This is the change we need.
That's right.
You see what they do? They make sure that they're protected. Because if they let that person out and they don't get those documents signed and all that, they could be in big-ass trouble.
That's what they said to my husband.
But it doesn't work the other way around for the person who's the resident.
No.
It's a one-sided, horrible, dictating system.
Yeah.
It needs to be changed radically.
Big time.
What do you think, Lavinia? You agree?
I'm praying. Silo, I guess, is in Silo's hands right now. So I guess once they approve an apartment for me, when it's ready, then I'm out. You know, right now all the applications went out, so I just gotta wait for Silo to say, yeah, I can go to this one.
Right.
You know,
they gotta find an accessible place.
That's it, and that's another issue that keeps us out of this whole mess.
You know what?
Yeah.
Because the government allowed you to lose your apartment.
And your agent.
They should make that up to you.
They should.
There's no law with that either.
Should be no waiting list, period.
Hell
for that.
No.
I mean, right now, the apartment that my mother was in is Section 8, but it has a long waiting list for people to go into the 3 to 5 years. Why is it necessary to have a 3 to 5 year waiting list when people...
3 to 5 years?
I mean,
years.
Crazy. In my eyes.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, analyze this, waiting list, right? How come there's no waiting list for all the people who work for these housing agencies when they get their freaking paycheck? There's no waiting list for that.
No,
yet there's
isn't.
A waiting list for people who need housing for the Section 8.
They'd rather you go into a... I'm sorry, continue. It wasn't that important.
No, they never told me anything like that a year. They told me
they won't. They won't. You have to dig a little deeper and see what they've done and they haven't done. So I would, you know, just ask around or even dig a little deeper, you know. I don't care if you say, you know, InnerSight, the volunteer organization, is helping me, you know, advocate, and that's it, you know, and don't say anything after that because it's none of their business.
Lavinia,
yeah.
did you apply for Section 8?
No.
You should.
It would be good. You should.
Apply for Section 8.
Because
and let me know what town you've applied to. We may be able to bring some political pressure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I never I applied for Silo with Riverhead, Corum, and Bellport, but I didn't like apply for Section 8 as well.
Right.
Or you should.
You should is right. I learned this the hard way, and now I'm backtracking, and it's not pleasurable backtracking, you know, for things.
And then let me know what area, what town it is.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely talk to the social worker and see what I have to do for that.
Right.
Yeah, you fill out the application.
That's it. And they closed the list back down, which is really, excuse me, I'm going to say it, asinine.
Whether it's
closed
or not, you still apply for it.
Yeah, exactly. Because they'll open it like 5 seconds and say, we got everybody, and then close it back down again. Seriously. So I don't accept that for any reason at all. I don't accept that. Unless their building is falling down around them, that's the only way I might even think about, you know, accepting it. Because it's been a while that you, since you've had to live on the outside, you should be, like, up there on the top of the list trying to get from, they put regular people in there, too, just low income. So you should be, you know, bumping up because of, you know, your condition.
Everybody should be on the top of the list.
Yeah, I know.
Especially
when
the
damn agencies start raising money to help.
Right. Yeah. But they don't even allow you to sign if the list is closed. So whenever the list, you know, opens up, immediately put your name on as many as you can. I could even help if you need me to. Ben can give you
we
my
need a big change
phone number.
With
I don't
that.
Like staying it on air, but I can help you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're going to help her with what? I missed that. What are you going to help her with?
Section 8. Just to Section 8 to call them and have them, you know, do some work, you know.
Well, first she's got to make out the application.
Right. Mm-hmm. With the people, unfortunately, that are taking care of you, which is even worse. You know.
Well, no.
Get the social worker to do it.
Okay.
Social worker is helpful. Yeah, I feel like she's very helpful.
Oh, good, okay. That's a good, you know, thing.
I feel good with her. I feel good talking with her.
Oh, good, okay. She knows you're young enough not to stay in there any longer.
Oh, yeah. I'm still ready.
They don't
to
care
go.
About that. They like that.
I know. They do because they can make money. My
More
doctor
money.
Is making money in a different way. Do you know how he's doing it? He's telling me, go to the hospital and get the testing there. How do you like that? I'm like, do you really know what's in the hospital right now? Oh, so it's COVID. Big deal. I'm like, it is a big deal. I'm sorry,
what?
But I'm not going.
Bunch of morons.
Yeah, they are.
Definitely tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to come and visit you in a couple of weeks, Lavinia.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get my... permit for the SCAT to be recertified, and hopefully I get it before that time. And I'll come with Frank.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Already at room 113.
That's true.
Bring your dog, Frank.
Oh, I don't go anywhere without my girl.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun watching them scramble. You're not allowed to have a dog in here. Oh, say that again?
Yeah,
let me record
can.
It. I know you can. But they like to make you believe that they can't have a dog in here. You know?
Hey, tomorrow night, the funnies on Inner Sight. Tune us in,
yeah,
8 to 9. Have some fun tomorrow night. Jimmy Dinnigan's going to take over the school.
I can only imagine that. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. We have fun with Bollies a lot.
Lavinia, you go on the Facebook?
Yeah, I do.
Good. You have a lot of friends?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Try to get them, direct them toward the petition for the nursing home.
Yes, please.
Can you do that for us?
Yes, please.
Oh, what kind of petition?
To turn the nursing home into accessible housing.
Yeah, we need
no,
it.
No, I don't have anything ever in writing. Is there something in writing that you have?
Yeah, it's on
yeah, can you send her the link or whatever you got to send her? I told you, you got to send
it
out.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, I could do it. That's not a problem. I have her number here. Is that a cell phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll text it to you. Can you see it or no?
Not just yet. I didn't hear a beep. Oh, hold on.
No. She has to send it to you.
Yeah, I will right now, if I can.
We have your number.
Yeah.
No, you can't send her the... She can't give you the number on the air. Well,
No, I know. I have her number, so...
Oh,
I'm
you have her
it. Yeah, I do.
So send her the link.
So I'm going to send it to her.
And she goes up on
if
Facebook.
I can while we're talking.
You know?
Okay.
I mean, you have a perfect motive to get people to sign this damn thing.
Oh, yeah, you're in a nursing home. That's a motive enough.
You want to get rid of these places. So if you could do that for us, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, so send her the link.
Yeah, I will.
Can you send it while you're on air or what?
Yes, I can.
Send it now.
Yeah, I am. Give me a second.
Frank's like, send it now.
Yeah, do it right now.
Yeah, he can do it. He knows when I say I could do it, he says, okay, then do it. And that's what I do.
Uh-huh. Should have done it 6 months ago.
Yeah. This thing has been finicky, you know that. I hate the fact that it has been finicky. Okay, here it is.
All right, in a sight. Around the world, 213-816-1650, talking tonight about change.
Yes, we are.
And I want to get into that in other aspects, especially the service dog change that needs to be drastically overhauled.
Yeah.
So did you send that to her?
I'm getting right to the thing. Give me a second. I'll open it up.
All right. Lavinia, we're gonna move on with the show, but she's going to send you that, all right?
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
All right, Lavinia, you take care.
Let us know that
you
got it.
Yeah, please. Okay. When I'm done with sending it. It's giving me a little trouble here, but I could do it.
All right, in a sight, clear the board.
Yep.
And, talking about change, you know, example, a person disabled, let's say, take a blind person, a guide dog, applies for a dog, waits for months, could be a year or more, and finally gets correspondence. We don't have a dog for you. You know, after all that time. All right.
Yeah.
And there's no regulations. There's no licensing. And this applies to every school in the country. No licensing.
Yeah.
You know, you have no way of knowing if the school took your application and used it to raise money to train a dog and then decided that they didn't have a dog to fit your personality or whatever the reason may be. So they may have used you to raise a lot of money and still denied you. Now, we need a drastic change with that.
Yeah,
and especially now with the horrible death of Milton.
Oh, God,
it has
yeah.
made many of the legislators realize that they should have listened to Inner Sight a long time ago and proposed a law.
Okay.
So this would be welcome change for all disabled people, whether they have the guts to admit it or not. You know, every disabled person would be very, very happy to know that now you're covered by federal law when having a problem with the service dog school. Believe me, everyone would like that. So that's change. That's a big change that's greatly needed in this country. And with honoring Milton, we're hoping that that's one of the avenues that will open up and get legislation drafted. And then, of course, we can all of us fight to pass that legislation. And I think it'll pass this time. We get it written up. So go to our petition, change.org. Sign the petition. We got to get a count on that petition. I don't know how many.
Yeah, it's three. Got to really buck that up. Seriously.
Got to
help us. We've got to make it, you know, a stronger thing that where people can actually look at it and sign on it. I have to go into the malls or something. You know?
I'm talking about the guide dog thing. You're talking about the other thing. Wake up. Pay attention.
I am up.
How many?
I didn't hear. I've been trying to do this for her.
Oh, well, then you should tell me that.
Yeah.
Tell me. You can't, you know, after you do that, then you come back and tell me.
Yeah.
Send that to her first.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So go to change.org in honor of Milton and sign the petition. I'm trying to get somebody to read. I can't read the proclamation, but we have it here. It's a beautiful, on a big folder with the seal of the town. It has a ribbon on it with a gold seal and beautifully done. Ira Tucker wrote the text.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm gonna get somebody to read it on the air. I'm trying to get somebody to read it.
Please.
Tomorrow night, you know, before we do the funnies.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Did you text that to her?
Right now. Give me like 2 seconds. I just have to put her phone number up there.
All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, and medical. Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Speak to Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's see. Let me go down the week. Monday show is called Mad or Glad. You call in, talk about what you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday is open mic with Inner Sight, and you can pick your own subject. Wednesday is our nursing home show. And Thursday is different subjects, like we have tonight, talking about change.
Mm-hmm.
Friday is the funnies. So there's the whole week of
everything.
Inner Sight. And I want to thank, I'll be meeting with my friend Tony next Tuesday. I want to thank him for his pledge of a $100 donation. I want to thank Mr. Kennedy, who usually gives us a $100 donation. And we greatly appreciate your helping us to keep this show on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with a, we're talking, not working yet, but talking with a law firm who may be taking some major time advertising on in a site.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to get a call from their marketing department, so we'll keep you posted on that.
Oh, yeah.
To see how that goes. And I want to thank Allie for introducing us to that law firm. So we'll see how that goes. Inner Sight, moving ahead, wanting and fighting for drastic change in the system. All right? To the degree where every dwelling in this country should be accessible. Now look at how that would, what a change that would make.
Oh, goodness.
And how that would help people, not only in nursing homes, but out of nursing homes. All right? Every dwelling should be accessible. And the government should take the lead in bringing it about, and the government should allow the agencies to use it as a fundraiser if they want to, or even mandate them to do it. because we need drastic change in this country. You'll notice that all these corporations with the billions and billions of dollars, how do they survive? How did a lot of them get through this stupid pandemic? Change.
That's right.
They changed the way they operated. You know, a lot of them had to shut down the stores and concentrate online.
Mm-hmm.
They were only able to do that because they had the money to do it. Well, the money's there for the disabled. But it's not happening. The change is not happening.
Right.
And that's the point we got to get across to these politicians. And we have to make the politicians realize if you're not going to advocate for this change and bring it about, we don't want you.
That's true.
We don't want you in office to keep feeding us the crap of these nursing homes and a law that doesn't protect you when you're denied your eyes in the form of a guide dog. And all the places that aren't accessible where a person has to figure out and wonder, if I get on a bus and go to a different town, am I going to be able to get into a damn place?
Right.
We shouldn't have to live our lives like that.
Yeah.
We need change in this country. Drastic change.
Yeah.
You've got to send a message to the politicians. If you don't do it, we don't want you.
That's true.
That's how one of the biggest ways it's going to work. And that's what Inner Sight is about. All right. The independent living centers are very limited in what they can do because they're getting money from the state. Jose Delgado here, who helps Inner Sight, he has to go to Albany 4 or 5 times a year, you know, to make sure that they're going to keep funding the center and be told that in many cases, oh, we can't, you have to wait for the money. We can't give
it's
you the money.
It's been delivered.
Now, Biden made that worse by this student loan thing. I know in New York, the money now is being delayed for the independent living center because of what the president did. So the governor said she has to raise millions and millions of dollars now because she's not getting the money back from the student loans. That was a stupid thing he did.
He should make it where people were paying less money, like you said the other night.
Of course.
And then it'd still be money coming in.
Of course.
Yeah.
If 40 million people pay $10 a month, figure how much money is that?
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
You're still getting your money, and nobody's going to be cause the hardship by $10.
No, yeah.
You know? But, you know, these politicians, they don't use common sense. And now he's being sued by at least one state, probably others. You know, the administration is being sued, not the president personally, but the administration being sued.
I just want to see if Lavinia got it, so I'm going to switch over to her a second, and I'll be right back, okay?
Yeah, go off the air.
Yeah, yeah.
Call her.
Yeah.
If she answers the phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, and let's see, 844 New York, and talking tonight about change, and many of change is welcome, you know. one biggest change would be people who wouldn't be penalized if they try to better themselves when you're disabled. You know?
That's right.
You know, people say, well, you know, people work for their money and so on and so forth. Well, being disabled, now people don't usually think of this like this, but it's true.
Yeah.
Being disabled is hard-ass work. We have, you hear it every night on this show.
Mm-hmm.
We have to fight and argue with these damn agencies to try to get what we need. That's hard-ass work.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody should have the right to interfere with what little money you get if you're disabled. Now, if you don't agree with that, that's fine. You want to get a job and you want to cut off your disability, do it. But don't make everybody do it.
That's right.
See? Freedom of choice.
That's right.
That's how it should be. The stupidity of taking away what little a person has.
They don't care.
That's what the dictators do.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about overseas with this dictator, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cutting people off.
Yeah.
So there's a drastic change needed, you know. And I wish that Intersight had the money to do it. You'd see the biggest lobby in Washington that you ever saw, believe me.
That's right.
Change the way this system operates. We get that money, and it's very little. We get that money because we're disabled. Because the government is trying to make up. They'll never admit it, but they don't have to, because I know it. Intersight knows it. The government is trying to make up what they didn't do for us. And that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
You know. We have to suffer with that and worry about that and every time you turn around and you try to get ahead. Let's say somebody likes you and they want to help you and they give you $500-$600. You got to be in fear.
Yeah, taking all the disability.
That they're going to take away your damn money. What the hell kind of a thing is that? That's anti-American.
You know what happened with me? I had a fight for my money that is the poor amount of money that they're giving me right now. And I emphasize poor because each person, you know, when they are disabled, they have to either spend down, you know, or, you know, find another way to, you know, have the money come to you, which is really, really
the whole thing
horrible.
Is stupid and ridiculous.
Yeah,
spend
it
down
is.
What? You haven't got money to spend down.
Oh, they make sure you have money. Believe me, I have to spend down my money every single month to be eligible for
what money? You don't have any.
Exactly.
How the hell can you
whatever
spend down if you haven't
have?
Got any money to spend down?
No, whatever they have left, they only leave me with enough to give them, you know, money to, you know, have help. So all I get is like $700.
That's what we're talking about. The change that needs to come from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there isn't one agency except us that I know of who's fighting for that and who's made it public. You never hear the agencies talk about that.
No.
They don't do a damn thing about it. Just like they won't get behind the fact that these service dog schools should be licensed. When I was a year ago or more, when my good friend Michelle Charlesworth told me, call the Agency for the Blind and see if they'll support it, and we'll do a story on it. I called 3 or 4 of them. Not one of them would do a damn thing. And I'm talking about
that.
Big million-dollar rich agencies.
Yeah. They discriminate, too. I got to say,
there
they
you
really
have
do.
It.
You know, they discriminate. They do.
Who discriminates?
All these guide dog schools, they make it like, oh, if you're not going through their system of, you know, to decide on something, it's not worth it for them to invest the time.
Well, yeah, they discriminate because they get away with it.
Yes, that's right.
You know, you have a certain job they don't like, they'll
yes.
discriminate. You don't have
that's
a job, they'll discriminate.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
A house. Remember when you had a little problem with, you know, paying for a lot of this stuff, and then you went to the guide dog schools and they told you that you couldn't get anything because you were homeless. Remember that at that time?
No, I was never homeless. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, Danny. I'm sorry?
What are you talking about? I was never homeless. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah.
I did.
Anyway, did she get the text? Did you?
I have to. She hopped off the line, so I'll get her right after the show.
All right. Inner Sight. And by the way, anybody else in a nursing home, if you'd like to help Inner Sight and promote the petition, get people to sign it, to turn these nursing homes into something good, like accessible housing.
We need it badly.
Contact us. You know, Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. And if you go on Facebook, you can help us.
Yeah.
You know, you want something to do during the day? Put this on Facebook. Get the petition
yeah.
up there. Let people
yeah.
read it.
It's important. It's your future. You know, and for some people, it's happening right now. So if it's for your future and to guarantee that there's going to be, you know, the change that everybody needs and not what they want to make it, which is what they're doing right now.
Oh, it's not happening. We got to make it happen. It's not
exactly.
happening now.
No, they're doing changes.
We
got to
make
it
happen.
Exactly.
We got to get enough names.
Yep.
To throw at the politicians.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
You don't have any names on that thing. You're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So spread the word. Anybody
yeah.
out there who has a friend in a nursing home or trying to keep someone out of a nursing home.
Of a nursing home, yeah.
Get on the Facebook, get on the social media, and help us spread the word.
Right. And if you know more people who want to get out, you know, friends that you might have who want to get out, just contact us and we'll make sure, you know, that things are running smoothly and stuff like that to get that person out. You know? Friends or family.
Most people need accessible apartments.
That's right. And that's what I'm working on myself, but it's not happening right away. You know?
All right, 853 New York, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody else on the line?
No, we're good. She confirmed on text that she got it. Well, she said she didn't get it, and then again, it came back, and it finally came to her. So she's okay now, came through, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
For doing that.
So you told her where people can find the petition and sign it, right?
I gave her the link straight to the petition.
All right. Yeah. All right. So we'll see what happens. And thank you, Lavinia. We greatly appreciate your help. You know, see, this is the better way to have people...
Right.
on a committee.
That's right. Let them do the work.
People who need the help.
Yes.
It's much better than trying to get people together on a phone line and just talk. And you know,
yeah.
this is much better.
Of course, I agree.
So we've revised the idea of the committee, and we're going to reach out to people in the nursing homes or people who have to put their loved ones in a nursing home, or people that are trying to keep them out. You know who you ought to try to get? Richie.
What?
Does he have a Facebook?
I don't think so, but I could ask if he has just
other... Well,
you
got to ask him. Give him the link.
Yeah.
Ask him
if
he'll please do this. Put this up on the Facebook once a week or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's
He knows
great.
What we're trying to do.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to include him more in things on a regular basis. So if I have his email...
Well, start with
or
that.
Or I have his cell phone, I could always... Let him know.
Start with that. See if he'll do it.
Yeah, definitely.
We need drastic change in this country.
You know, there's a group of people that I told you about a little bit last night, but there were a group of people who want this change, but they're making it in the wrong way. So I would love to contact them and see what's going on with their law that they're trying to make.
I don't know what you mean by they're making it in the wrong way. Explain.
Okay. Well, here they want to make like a partial system so people, you know, they want to cut it back how many people are in nursing homes and put them in like almost like a group home, which is horrible in a sense. Who wants to go to a group
that?
Home?
That's the same thing.
Exactly. Same thing, but smaller. Context doesn't help people. Doesn't help people at all.
I won't be a part of that.
Well, I'd like to see if they'll change our idea. You know?
Oh,
yeah,
contact
nice.
Them.
Yeah, I will.
Now, what is this thing you said you were going to read it? I don't know if you got a chance on the nurse's magazine.
Yeah,
that article.
Yes. The nursing home. Can I do that later on tonight when we're presenting the proclamation, I guess, right?
Proclamation? What are you talking about?
The proclamation. You said you needed somebody to read it. So, you know, I'm not that good at seeing things well, but I can actually make them bigger.
I'm talking about nursing
harder.
Homes, and you skipped over the proclamation for Milton.
Well, sorry about that.
I'm talking about that article that you mentioned last night from that magazine.
That's right.
You said you were going to read it and let us know what they're proposing. All right. Obviously, you didn't read it, so.
Right.
when you get a chance, read it, and we'll get into it.
Okay.
Maybe on the Mad or Glad.
That'd be a good idea. Okay.
Read it over the weekend.
Yeah.
The proclamation, I only have one copy of it. How are you going to read it? You don't have it.
Well, I was thinking, do you know anybody aside from Richie that can make a copy of that and then send it?
No, not right now. I don't know how you copy a proclamation.
How about
put the
Devin,
seal on it
Devin
everything.
Help you? The proclamation? To get it?
I'll have to find out.
Okay.
The best way to do that.
Yeah.
I'd love to get Ira to read it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
That'd
I'll
be a good
him.
Idea.
All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Thank you so much. Inner Sight Means Freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. Thank you. Help us bring about this big change.
Yeah.
And liberate millions of people.
And I want to say one quick thing before we hang up.
One of those
don't...
people may be you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yourself.
Maybe.
Not you. You in general. What are you going to say?
Right,
hurry
right.
up.
No, it's okay. I'll say it tomorrow.
All right. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.